The Wild Swans by Hans Christian Andersen. Adapted by Diane Vandenhoven. Directed by George Zahr. Performed by Noelle Dupuy. Far away, in a land where the swallows fly when it is winter, lived a king who had 11 handsome sons and one beautiful daughter. The 11 brothers were noble princes, and each one went to school carrying a fine sword by his side. They wrote with diamond pencils on gold slates and learned their lessons so quickly and read so easily that everyone knew they must be royalty. The young princess, whose name was Eliza, sat on a little stool made of plate glass and had a book full of pictures, so wondrous that it cost half as much as the kingdom. The brothers doted on their little sister, and Eliza loved her brothers with all her heart. One day, their beloved mother fell gravely ill and died. The children mourned the loss, but in time grew to be happy once more, for they were very much loved by their father. During the day, they laughed and played in the gardens of the castle, and at night, they sat close together by the warm fire and told each other stories. Oh, these children were very happy indeed. But alas, their happiness would not last. Their father, the king, traveled to a nearby kingdom where he met a beautiful and proud woman. He fell in love with her, and soon they were married. This woman did not love the children at all. The children realized this on the very first day after the wedding. In the past, when the palace had held great festivities, the children dined on the remains of the banquet. But the new queen did not give the children leftover cakes and apples. Instead, she served them sand in a teacup.